It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Ruthie C. with the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Good morning. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Happy Thursday. So happy to be hanging out with you guys this morning here in our very first ever Escambia County Veterans Week. And here to speak with me about that this morning, I am so excited to welcome to the expert panel my friend Michelle Salzman. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing so well. It's Friday Eve, as I like to call it, and I get to speak with you first thing this morning. So this is a great day. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Just, you know, plugging away, getting stuff done. But I am really excited that you guys were just as excited as I was about this Veterans Week concept. And I'm looking forward to really just spreading the word about it so people can start focusing on some of our most treasured citizens in the community.
I completely agree. And let me just say happy Veterans Day to you. Happy Veterans Week, because you are a veteran of our nation as well. And so I am really excited to let people know, because this happened like last week, right? This was a quick succession to getting it passed, and now here we are in our first ever Escambia County's Veterans Week. So tell us kind of the backstory, Michelle. How did this come to be?
Sure. Well, it was a year ago. We had a veterans event at Texas Roadhouse. They do these really incredible Veterans Day events every year where they bring in guest speakers and they have car shows and free food. Of course, everybody loves free food, but They had this big event, and Andrew Delgadio is the president of the Order of the Purple Heart for the state of Florida, and he was the guest speaker. And he just came on there, and he said, you know what? I'm going to challenge you, Michelle Salzman. He called me out from the podium, funniest thing, hundreds of people in the audience, to get us a Veterans Week next year, just explaining that they have Veterans Week in a lot of the larger veteran-populated areas, and it's something that we're really missing out on here in the community. And so I just sent an email over to Commissioner Burgosh and said, hey, we need to do a Veterans Week. Would you mind getting the proclamation done? And he said, of course. Email me a couple of months before Veterans Day next year, and we'll make it happen. And so I did. I went and found some example proclamations that were done by the President of the United States and some others, and kind of put something together a couple months ago and emailed it over. And we got presented with the proclamation for the week from the county commissioners last week.
So awesome. Well, congratulations on that. You know, moving forward, and thank you so much for bringing that to our community. I know there were some really cool ideas about what this could look like. Obviously, this year we had not just short notice, but also this whole like pandemic thing going on. But what were some of the ideas, or what other communities are doing that we thought maybe could work well here in Escambia with all the support that we have for our veterans?
Well, the number one thing, the goal for Veterans Week really is to bring about a large veteran resource event where veterans that can't access dental care or health care or legal assistance can come to a big area and sign up or get help that they need in any of those aspects, and just have a ton of community partners come together and help us make that happen. That's the ultimate goal. So hopefully next year we'll be able to do that. It just really depends on, you know, where our country is with COVID. But we will certainly be able to do a little bit better of a job for the week-long celebration. Things that we suggested to the community that they do is week-long events. Instead of doing a free meal event on Veterans Day, you could do it for the week. And, you know, like one of the restaurants has it on their app. So if you eat on Monday, you're not going to get another free meal, but you get to choose the day of the week that you go eat. So something like that, where maybe you highlight a veteran every day in your business on your social media. Maybe you highlight a veteran-owned business you know, or maybe if you just are a citizen in the community and you want to help support a veteran, just go to a veteran-owned business and, you know, shop in their store or purchase their product anytime this week.
Love that. I love that because I know even yesterday we're looking online, trying to figure out who offers a discount because there are so many local businesses that do want to offer that as a small token of appreciation. But if we stretch that out over a whole week, just giving more people the opportunity, not just to take advantage of the discounts, but also to maybe try somewhere, a local business that you hadn't tried before or you didn't realize was a veteran-owned business. So I think this is the perfect community to model, you know, after the other places that are doing it. And I know we can take it to the next level, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think we could just be doing like what you're doing right now. It's Thursday. It's not Veterans Day, but it's part of Veterans Week. And here we are. We're talking about what we can do in the community to help support our veterans. And this is exactly the type of thing that we just need other organizations, other businesses, other media outlets to do. Just talk about it anytime this whole week and do something fun or, meaningful to the veteran population anytime. And it is just, it's been really super cool. I've seen a lot of cool stuff happening all week long, starting on Sunday. And here we are on Thursday and we're doing this interview. And I think that we're going to see some other stuff this weekend. So I'm really excited about that. And I know in my heart that next year, everybody's going to be better prepared and we're going to have some really neat stuff going on.
Yes, I'm excited to have some time to plan ahead. I'm thinking about, Pensacola Young Professionals, how we can try to help orchestrate. We have people from all different sectors of the community there as part of that membership. I'm just envisioning how widespread this could be, especially with our media and everyone is in such support. And I know just as an example, this year there were kind of almost competing events for Wednesday on actual Veterans Day, like you mentioned. If we have that whole week, then people don't have to pick and choose. You know, there was like I think they did a panel of retired Blue Angel pilots at UWF, but then they also did a statue dedication at Veterans Memorial Park, and they were at the exact same time. So I think it would be so great if we're working together, for next year to spread that out and truly celebrate over the whole week so that people don't have to miss out, or if you're busy, working, something like that, there's still opportunity to engage and to participate in those things.
Absolutely, and really just show the support because, our military is a large population of or a large portion of our population in the Pensacola area. And, we really, of course, we as a community love our veterans and our active duty military, but this is an opportunity to really be inclusive and show them that. And like you said, typically on Veterans Day, because we are such a large population of military, it's hard. It's a big competition. Where do you go? Everything's scheduled because it's Veterans Day. But now that it'll be a Veterans Week, we can schedule stuff week long. We can do, meaningful ceremonies like dedication of monuments or whatever. We could do that on Veterans Day. But, the speaker panel could be before or after. And, there are a lot of things that we could do to really just kind of lead up to it and kind of create that crescendo for this celebration.
Oh, that's the perfect word for it. And do you see this as being something that's led by any particular group, or you really see this as like everyone in the community just doing what they feel is the right thing for their business or their event?
That's a good question, Ruthie, and I had thought about that a few times in the past couple of months. Is there somebody that really should be leading the charge? And matter of fact, when they did the proclamation, when they read it at the VOCC meeting, of course, I, as a politician, do not want to be the one receiving it. And, they were like, what organization is going to receive this? And I was like, well, the Order of the Purple Heart, because it was their idea to do this in the first place. But as an organization to actually lead the charge, that is a good question. And I'm not sure where that would fit. I mean, the chamber is a good opportunity. They have the military coalition going. You have veterans organizations that would be a good catalyst as well. But I think that it's something that the community really has to embrace and engage on their own. If one said organization is leading the charge, then you kind of lose the the whole idea of it being a community thing, you know, because then it's somebody managing a schedule or whatever. But if everybody just takes it upon themselves and works together to create a neat week, I think we'd be in great shape. We do a lot of stuff like this in the community for other types of organizations and other other causes and whatnot. You know, you've got Child Abuse Awareness Month and Cancer Month, and so the community seems to be able to kind of navigate itself. And if you let the community lead the charge, they'll own it more, and I think we'll get more out of it.
I agree. I love that, and I think that it's a challenge that our community is going to be excited to take on together. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C, speaking with Michelle Salzman, who is our newly elected representative in the Florida House for District 1. And we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with more, so please stay with us.
The real estate market is changing fast. Between Hurricane Sally and election year, there's a lot going on. The big thing people are watching is the eviction moratorium, and mortgage forbearance will soon be no more, and we could see a flood of houses hitting the market, potentially driving prices downward. Don't wait. Be safe and protect your hard-earned equity. Call Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty today. Christina and her team are so confident that they can get you the most money that she'll make you this deal. You meet with Christina, agree on a price and a timeline. If she can't sell it for that price and in that time, she will sell it and not charge you a dime. Don't get caught in a down market. Call Christina and get your home sold for the most money. Call Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke today on her direct line, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158.
Hi, this is Anna Lee Leonard with Mainstay Financial. Every day someone tells me I don't have a plan for my money. You might have done a great job of accumulating wealth, but preserving it, using it, passing it on in a tax-efficient manner doesn't happen by accident. Mainstay Financial is your GPS on the road of financial security, so your money will be around for you and your children and your children's children. Visit us at mainstaypensacola.com or call me at 437-3127.
The tires on my car go all around, the tires on my car go all around, thanks to the noise.
Nobody pays too much attention to their tires until something goes wrong.
Let's keep those tires going all around for thousands of worry-free miles.
Come see us at Vinoy's Tires,
your local Tire Pros dealer.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
This is where you hear news first.
Eta gaining strength this morning. National Hurricane Center says it's now a Category 1 hurricane off the southwestern coast of Florida.
Live, local, all day.
Hurricane Hunter aircraft putting the winds this morning at 75 miles an hour. The track shifting well to the east of us. Forecasters now projecting landfall as a tropical storm somewhere north of Tampa.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Well, Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking this morning with Michelle Salzman, who is our newly elected House representative at the state level in District 1. And Michelle, just let me say, I know we jumped into the Veterans Week stuff, which is so exciting, but congratulations on your win. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's certainly a win for the community. We fought really hard. We got out. We had hundreds of people, you know, really spreading the message and fundraising and just really trying to just make it happen. I mean, it's a dynamic thing. You know, I'd never ran for office before, and so I wasn't quite sure what I was getting into. But, you know, attending too many CivicCons and getting the bug to make a difference really is the problem. But at the end of the day, I think we're in a great spot. I mean, I have just been out meeting with legislators all over the state and leaders of different organizations and you know, education and, you know, cable and power and healthcare, and I mean, you name it, every type of anything that has anything to do with the government, I have been meeting with and just building relationships. And I mean, everybody is so excited to have me. And of course, that makes it a lot more fun for me because, you know, when people want you there, it's awesome. But
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, what a win for the community, to be honest with you, because I am not a polished politician. And so I haven't been groomed for a specific topic or agenda. I'm just like, hey, let's do something for the people, you know? And and it's funny because I'll go talking to people, you know, in meetings, and they're like, well, what do you want to do? I don't know. I just want to get it done. Whatever it is, we're going to get it done.
Yes. And you know what? I think that really is just the breath of fresh air that we needed, especially in this year that we're all living through together, is someone who has the heart and the passion. And having worked with you on different projects and for different nonprofits in the past, I know exactly what that looks like in action, because when you, Michelle, when you decide to do something, one way or the other, it's going to get done. And so I'm just,
isn't that funny?
So excited. Yes, I agree. A win for our community, you know, just shaking things up, moving forward with fresh eyes. And I'm curious, in all of these different meetings and as you're building these relationships, is there anything that's been really like surprising or came out of left field, or you were just like, whoa, I never thought about that before?
Yeah, I think I've learned a lot about perception. I've learned a lot about perspective. You know, every organization or every business entity has their own concerns and issues. And, you know, the number one thing I was told by other leaders in the House was to be mindful of the opposition. So when somebody's telling you, like the trial lawyers might tell you one thing, and then the insurance industry is going to tell you another, because they're the ones that fight one another every year. So it's, one of them will tell you one thing and it sounds so amazing. You're like, yeah, I love that, I support that. And then you go meet with the other guy and it's like the other side of it. And you're like, yeah, I love that, I support that. So I was told before I started having meetings just to make sure you ask who is the opposition and what is their opposition to, you know, your ideas and beliefs. And but for me, it's going to be so simple. How does whatever I do affect District 1? And what does my district want me to do? I mean, if a majority of the folks here believe one thing, it's going to be really easy for me to vote for that one thing. You know, so I think that at the end of the day, when you're not a polished politician and you haven't been groomed, you can really go in with the agenda to try to represent the people. And at the end of the day, the people will win. So
that's it. I think that sums it up so beautifully. And maybe the essence of having elected officials in the first place, right, is to represent the constituency. And I think you have such a heart for our community. You've spent years building our community from the nonprofit side and the volunteerism side, the education side. I think that, you know, maybe that qualifies you more to be an elected official than a
well,
career.
Well, I can tell you that I thought I would be lost in all these meetings and whatnot, you know, because I've never written law before, but 90% of the meetings I have and the topics that we discuss, I have a firsthand experience of dealing with those issues in the community as a leader in some sort of organization. So it's been kind of neat to see exactly what you said. So if you're a community leader out there or you've been engaged in the community for a long time and you think there's no way you could do it, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, this is such a breeze. So far, it has been so easy. I mean, there's going to be times whenever it's trying, but they even give you staff. I have 2 employees now. So now instead of me running around and doing everything all by myself, I have people to help me. So it's so cool. And then they've got all these resources to help you write bills. And, you know, you build those relationships with the other legislators across the state, and they're willing to help. And so if there is anybody out there listening that has never ran for office before and just really has a passion for something in particular, ECUA or county commission or anything, I say go for it. Like, get out there and try to make a difference for sure.
I love that. I love that. Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for taking time to speak with me this morning on the expert panel. I hope your day goes well at International Paper with everything you've got on your docket, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.